This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Fizz and April are out in the open. Ray J is stuck in the doghouse with Princess. And we got Brittany B in the building. She's going to spill some tea y'all don't want to miss. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey!
All right, we are back.
We got a special guest in the house. We got a special guest in the house.
Hey! Hey!
What is up, you guys? Oh my gosh! You guys are watching Love and Hip Hop. Season 6, episode 12. And we got a special guest up in the building. What's up, Brittany B?
What's up?
What's up, Brittany B?
Yes. Yes. And y'all know I cannot run the show without my other co-host, Rakaya, a.k.a. R&B singer over her, too.
How y'all doing?
Welcome back. Oh, I got two singers over here. Okay. This is about to be an interesting show. Let's do our oohs and ahs, y'all.
Right.
You guys already know how we do this. We break the show down one by one. And yes, Brittany's going to fill us in some of these edits that's been going on. And at the end of the show, we'll be able to ask some questions. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Well, wait. Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
I was like, is you ready? Right. All right. Well, let's get into it, Brittany, because we actually start off, well, after we get them all, you know, caught. We start off with your scene, you and Black China.
Yes.
Yeah. You're just coming from a long day from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. A long weekend.
But you know what we didn't get the chance to fill out? Because we were just talking about it on the last episode. Mm-hmm. Was you being at Apple's family reunion. How was that? Because we didn't even get to finish that.
Honestly, it was really awesome. I mean, you know, we both from the city. We both from the West Coast, so we know our lingo. We know our vibe. And, like, her family, they keep it real. They keep it real genuine.
I saw that.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, her mother, just to see her with her family, it really, like, made me, you know, want to see my family and, like, reconnect as well. You know, it was something cool. And just even, like, her opening up that particular, like, opening up that part of her life to me.
Yeah.
You know, because Apple and I, we kind of just really connected and we've formed such a strong bond in such a short period of time. So it was fun. Shit, we was drinking Henny.
You know those family reunions, y'all.
Apple's always a good time. So let me ask you this. I know we're going to tap into interview a little bit later, but overall, kind of give us a general feeling or statement about what it was like to have your family and exposing a different side of yourself. You know, because it's one thing to have you and your music on there, but you got real personal this season.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people who follow me and know me, they don't even really see my personal life. Like, I don't really necessarily share that. Mm-hmm. And even in my personal, in my real life, I don't really share that with a lot of my colleagues, associates, and even friends. So it makes it hard because I don't really feel like I have, like, real close friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have a best friend. Like, I don't have that. You know what I mean? But I'll say the biggest pro about doing the show and just being on the show was that it really made me realize that I got to love my story. I got to love myself. I got to be cool and be okay with, like, everything about me, good and bad.
Yeah.
You know? And it really made me feel like, okay, like, the transparency is okay. It's okay to share your story and to let your guard down. And so I'm really happy now. You know, I'm in a better place. There's healing in the hurt.
Yeah. Since we're already talking about it, let's go into the scene with you and your mom. She's an ex-alcoholic now, right?
Just being completely honest with you, she still struggles with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not as bad as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So she's still working on it.
That's
good. So how is your, like, relationship with her now?
the relationship with her and I is just day by day. Mm-hmm. I am more willing now to have a relationship with her. We've been talking. We talk like once a week, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm. But, you know, it's better. I'm going to just say that. It's better. Yeah. It's better than what it was. We went from not talking at all, not seeing her. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is people don't understand how crazy that is. Mm-hmm. Like, I live in the Valley. Mm-hmm. And my mother lives on Figueroa and 148th or something, like somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give out her address.
Right.
But, over there. But my mother lives in, you know, Los Angeles, and I live in Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. So we're like literally maybe 15 to 30 miles away from each other. Mm-hmm. And we've spent 5 years not seeing each other. Oh, she's crazy. On the other side of the 10 freeway.
That's crazy.
That's how crazy it was. So yeah. We went from like not seeing each other at all, not talking to each other, no, you know, holidays, no nothing, wow. to talking on the phone once a week, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, your story, I will say, like, I'm going to tell you this. I'm, you know, I'm a gangster, I'm a thug, I don't cry, you know.
And, but she cries, right? People.
And I will say that this honestly hit home, because I have members in my family that struggle with that. And that are no longer here on earth. So it really hits home in that sense. And especially because I'm so big on family. So I noticed that body language speaks volumes. And I noticed that when you and your mom met up, you know, face to face to talk about everything, you know, she was like so ready to embrace you, and you just had that wall up. And so what was your mentality going in to meet with your mom? You're like, okay, let's just sit down first. I don't want to hug yet because we're not there.
I had known that we were going to like film that part. Like I had known that I was going to see her maybe 12 hours before. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know that I was going to see her. I didn't know that she was going to even agree to see me, you know, given everything that had went on. So I woke up that morning and I was kind of numb, kind of just going through the motions in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like if you notice, I had on like a sweatsuit. Like I didn't really even like get dressed like how I normally get dressed. Yeah. Like, I just kind of was like, okay, this matches. I'm going to put it on. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know, because things affect people differently.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what I was going to say to her. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything. I just knew that I was going to see her, and I was really, really scared and really like, really nervous.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, I was looking at a stranger. This is somebody who has grown in 5-6 years. I ain't seen this one. I don't know what she's going through.
And you know, I remember the in the scene, like, she wouldn't admit that certain things that had happened, like you being in your car, you getting kicked out, and everything. Did she ever admit to it?
I mean, she's kind of admitted to it now, but it was just like, even in that moment, you know, I was trying to keep my composure and not just really just, like, walk the hell off of the scene. Because it was like, yo, like, you got to... In order for us to move forward with the relationship that she says she wants, and for what it's worth, for the relationship that I want to, you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You got to be honest. And, like, I'm honest in myself being like, can we curse?
Be you.
Okay. I'm just honest in the fact that, like, I am a bitch at times. I am hard. I'm honest. I'm raw. I'm real. I say shit out of my mouth that I know probably hurt people's feelings, but I say it from a place of like just being real and honest, not trying to be fake with people.
Yeah.
So even with her, it's like, I just want you to be real and admit that you hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, like I just, and the reason why I cried afterwards is because I really didn't want to give that, like, I'm so just hard. Like I'm so guarded and so hard and so, you know, it was hard for me to just, like, it was hard for me to cry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was surprised. Like, that's what touched. It's when you see people that don't typically cry or that you wouldn't expect to cry, when you see that side, you know that hurt is real. And I noticed that, like, even when we tap back into, like, Jason Lee's story, one of the things he was saying is, like, that's my truth. And a lot of his own family members didn't accept, like, this is how dad hurt me. This is how your mom hurt you. So what has been, like, the feedback from your fans seeing that side of you? You know, that was a real moment for you.
Yeah, they've been really supportive. They've been really supportive, and it just makes me happy. And I just, you know, like I said, it's just, I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel better that I can be honest with everybody. You know, it's not easy, like, going, like I was saying, like earlier, it's not easy, like dating.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to know each other. You know what I mean?
We'll go into that.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like meeting a guy, him being like, so tell me about your family. Yeah. And you can't, you don't want to tell him.
I feel it.
Because you're ashamed.
Yeah, I think that's the realest thing you've said. A lot of people that will come on here on the show, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's lit. I like the way I look on TV. But that's the first that we've heard someone be like, I'm really learning to accept myself. That's right. Like a huge thing, because you get to see yourself, things that you don't like on TV. You know, you had some altercations on the show.
Shout out. These people keep coming for me. If they don't leave me the hell alone, I'm so tired of them. I got real bills and problems. I ain't got time to be stressed about nobody. You weren't invited, Paris. But anyway. She wasn't. Why everybody mad at me because I told the girl she wasn't invited to my damn party? I don't understand. You were not invited, buddy. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, but anyway, man. Well, Britt. We know this was a tough subject to talk about, so we're going to take you out the hot seat, right. And we're going to put Fizz in the hot seat
let's
now.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we're going to hop into him and his family, because he met up with his sister, Brooke, to talk about how he actually missed his grandma, because I remember we talked about it even last week, how... Yeah. You know, she passed away while he was on tour.
Wow.
And that was really hard for him. And this time we saw him open up like crazy. Like,
this
he started.
This was an emotional episode.
This was very emotional.
Yeah.
We tapped into everybody's family. And with Fizz, I'm just like, I could understand him and April just a little bit more. As far as both of them going through stuff, I still feel the same way how I feel, you guys. Like, yeah. I mean, going for the homies person, but I'm not as, you know, harsh on the subject. I'm more just like, dang, y'all both went through something. This is kind of, y'all both need each other. What's your thing, girl? Because I see you over there. What you think? We're kind
of. I'm not going to lie, yeah. Because you know me, this whole time I was like, no.
Yes,
there's other options, other dudes out
don't
there.
Be going for but someone's then, man.
Things look like a turn of events. What you really do feel their connection. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like, I know you don't like her, but when Paris said,
I mean, I don't mind her.
But you don't
I
mind
just
her.
Don't
okay,
like
better.
Her appearing at places she shouldn't be at.
Oh my.
But like she said.
Who wants
like
to do that?
We started to today. Wanted? That's why she got but the
no,
tea.
Who wants to go where they're not wanted? I just want to
Jesus.
But no, but people. But like she was saying, though, I think the world would have respect. Not that it's about us, because like, you know, like other people have said, it's between the two people. But I think because you're on a public platform, obviously we're going to have opinions. So if they would have just been up front from the jump.
And that's the problem. Like, okay, I personally don't have a personal opinion about the situation right. In a sense like you can have sex with who okay I'm lying I got a personal opinion okay look you can have sex with whoever you want to have sex with, but if you Google there's 7.83 billion people on the planet, why that person? That's just it. Like, I honestly, if they happy, then I should be happy, right?
But do you believe what people say? Now, some people have been saying, well, you can't control who you love. I think that's a crock of shit. But
I do think that for whatever reason, they got brought together and they're together. And that's their prerogative. Once again, I don't really have like a, it's wrong. I can't say it's wrong because I've never been in that situation. I personally wouldn't have sex or interactions or engage in anything more romantic, you know, like romantic with someone that I dealt with so closely, like to
my
other significant other, I'll say that. Because the industry is small, you know, but that's just me, right? Mm-hmm. That's me. That's how I get down. Where I get kind of an opinion about it is kind of with like what No Nick said. She said that, no, you know, be upfront. Like, I think.
I just got what she said.
Caught it. Like,
I think what? She should be. I think, like, where everyone gets offended and be like, is where y'all just lying. Because y'all know I don't like lying. Yeah. I'm like, I'm real. I'm too honest, whether y'all feelings are hurt or not. If y'all so, like, we don't care what people think, y'all should have just been honest from the jump.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, like, don't use that as your your defense mechanism now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all got caught. Zell caught you on. Zell was like, TLC.
I'm not gonna lie, he's funny. He was hilarious. He's like, oh, gotcha. He
made me crack up so much. Be like, I'll post it. That sounds like a friend that I know that would do something like that to me. But like, that's gotta be like, you gotta be really close to me, like, for me to like laugh with you with something like that.
But one thing I can say though, with April and Fizz, like when he's going through his stuff, you can tell they've actually been there for one another. If you take the sex aspect out of it, you can tell they have been there for one another.
I understand why this is happening. Like, this, it's not like it just happened out of nowhere. I can see, as far as her story and her pain, his story and his pain. Pain sometimes, y'all, does some love and pain come together sometimes? Right. I don't know. And make you do some crazy things.
All I know is a good album.
Some sexual things. Because y'all know they got kind of bad.
Like, the other thing is, like, if the other parties who are involved, if they don't want those people, then it shouldn't matter.
Yeah. I think, you know, because, of course, you know, in the beginning of this kind of Fizz and April saga, you know, Moniece was going in and going off because she's like, you're not going to disrespect me. And then not be honest with me. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Like, because people, they try to play Moniece. They really do.
Yeah, and they can't come from my friend. Like, the crazy thing is people, we haven't filmed, I don't really think at all on the show. Mm-hmm. But that's my friend in real life, Moniece. And she's a damn good mother. She is an amazing friend. She goes hard. She stands in her truth, right? Yeah. Good, bad, and different. She admits her faults. And that's all she expects in return.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And that's what she wants in return. That's it.
Boobie was on the show, too. And he's basically said the same thing that you said. So I believe it. Because everybody that comes on the show, they say, Moniece don't care about them. Yeah. The only thing she cares about is her son.
Girl, Moniece a whole lesbian. She ain't trying. She don't want no fizzle pop. She don't want to pop, rock, drop it, squat. Yeah. Nothing. She don't want none of that. She just.
But I think with Moniece, they've. I don't know if it's just editing or what, but they from the jump they've played her to be this character that is just outlandish. And after a while, like in the beginning, I was kind of like, "What's wrong with her?" But then when you keep watching, because I've been watching Love and Hip Hop for a minute, you're like, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
An action causes a reaction. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think a lot of her outbursts, so to speak, have been reactions to something.
Absolutely.
It's almost like they're poking the beast in private. Absolutely. And then the cameras are rolling and she's going off and they're like, oh my God, she's so loud and ghetto. And
it's but like, it's not she's even it. Too. It's like, not even.
You know what I mean? So I can understand that. I can definitely understand that.
But y'all, a lot of this thing between Fizz and April is heating up. But since we're on this whole family trail, let's continue that going on with Yo-Yo at her baby, her daughter's baby shower. Y'all, so come get me. Okay.
That's
Tiffany, had a baby shower and Yo-Yo is thinking that her daughter is just being disrespectful because she has spent so much time on this baby shower. And I understand the pain because I held my sister out, but my sister was actually more appreciative with me. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Like, man, baby showers take a lot of work and she wasn't feeling the love from her daughter. What do y'all think?
I mean, you got to respect your mama. She putting a whole baby shower together for you on top of being a career, you know, woman, being a rap legend, you know, coming back in the game, running a whole school, right? Yo-Yo's Academy that she has, Rap Academy, filming a television show and everything else that she's doing. So I think, like, you know, just be grateful, I guess.
I'm actually glad that you brought that up because Yo-Yo was saying that her kids think that she works too much and puts them second.
Yeah. So. Now with that, because, you know, my mom, she does a lot. My mom owns a bunch of beauty pageants. And my mom comes from, you know, a background of, you know, both of her parents, God rest my grandmother's soul, my grandma PW. But both of her parents worked hard. And my mom in the beginning, my older sister and I, we used to kind of be upset at my mom because we're like, we want our mom. Mm-hmm. But as we got older and as my sister became a mother of her own and, you know, having her own business and she sees the sacrifice that it takes, I I love my mom with everything in me. And I have another, a different level of respect. And it's like they always say, it's not, it's until you get out the house, then you start to understand and you really love and respect your mom. And that's how I am with my mom. I understand why she goes so hard. My mom went through, she had double knee surgery and still wasn't stopping. She was like, I'm going to keep going. Yeah. So I think with Yo-Yo's daughter, ma'am, chill out. Okay. Okay. I understand you about to pop. But
yeah, she might just be going through the hormones and stuff. You know, she about to have a baby. Like, you know,
I mean, she was just mean too.
She about to have a baby, y'all. When you got a whole human in your belly, it's not like when you full. You know what I mean? You just ate some food and it's like get your stomach ache. It's like a whole person with eyeballs and shit in your stomach, and it's moving around, kicking. It didn't moved in, and then you got all these other people talking to you, and you just want the right balloons and the right flowers and stuff. Like you not,
but it was pretty.
You know what I mean? Like you just want the right stuff. Like you just want.
She said, forget the cameras. Yo-Yo was like, listen, she being disrespectful.
Okay, all the family members was like, shh.
Yo-Yo was not now,
this is not the time.
She had a full Black Mama moment on that.
But I get what you mean about like hormones and everything with being pregnant. Not that I have, but Princess has. Because she is not having it with Ray J.
That stomach was hidden.
Yeah,
it was. I didn't know she had another baby, y'all.
Girl, I didn't either.
She need to hide stuff for me during TSA.
Okay, it wasn't just I just found out that you were pregnant, y'all. She was fully pregnant because they were just about to have their gender reveal.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Ray J forgot.
Like what?
I know. Ray J, he works hard too. And it was just like, oh, you can't forget that. Because at first I thought she was tripping, but I didn't see the stomach. And then I was like, what?
Let me tell y'all something. I wish I had a man that had 17 businesses that was flying all over the world on private jets. Bruh. And all I got to do is be beautiful and have some kids. Man.
Where are you at?
Where is my king?
Where are you at? We are waiting, okay?
Is she mad about some Vegas?
She keep walking out. I'm like,
imagine when he going, like, he's expanding his empire.
But she wants family time.
She gonna get it when they finish. They gotta have the other time, money time.
Listen,
they got plenty of that. As much as Ray J has sold, y'all.
If he stay at home all day, he ain't gonna be able to bring on that money.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't be laid up with no broke dude.
Yeah, I can't do it.
That ain't cute. I'm like, go somewhere.
But she wasn't having it. She even left him. He had to call Uber again.
Girl, that's why they got FaceTime. She better FaceTime him. They got FaceTime. They got Skype.
Yeah.
She can send a little boomerang picture like, hey, baby. Like, she better... They got the friends and family playing. They better get it together. Listen, I can't.
She wants baby number three. They already got baby number two. They want baby number three now.
She hit that belly well, though. I will say that.
No, she looks beautiful.
Okay.
She's so pretty.
Now, Princess, the real question, are we invited?
Listen.
I just want to know. Where's my invite?
Listen, these parties be lit.
Y'all be going. Because
y'all know, what's it called? Raycon Global? Raycon? He gonna have the baby. Gonna have everything. Raycon sponsored for real.
He's honestly a mogul. Like he's really smart when it comes.
He's a multifaceted, creative and entrepreneur. And I have nothing but respect for Ray J and Princess. Honestly, I really do. I think
Apple.
You know the situation with
she on here. Hey Apple. Girl.
Apple Watch.
She's live with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I
saw you tonight shaking your thing, girl. You did that. You did that with all the money, girl.
Yeah.
Yes, Apple. Okay. Come through with
it. That's what she know how to do, girl. She's talented, okay?
Listen.
I was telling Apple, show me your ways. Okay. So I can find
me. That's
what before, and she was like, just started shaking. I was like, what? How can I do that?
My booty don't move like that. It's big, but it don't move like that.
She is an entertainer. We love you, Apple. We do.
We do. Oh, my God. And you know who else we love? We love you guys, okay? And Rakiya, she's going to tell you how much we do.
Most definitely. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys so much for coming with us every single Monday and allowing us to do what we do, how we do, for the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood show. It would be no platform for us at all if you guys didn't continue to support us. How you can do that is follow us on all platforms, all social media, including Instagram, iTunes. Give us ratings, give us comments, concerns, all of that. Follows. Make sure you support these artists that are on the show as well that have some projects going on. We love to hear from y'all. Who else you want to see on the show? But Miss Lanisha, girl, how have you loved being on AfterBuzz TV?
Oh, y'all know I love being on AfterBuzz TV. And thank you, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, for giving us this great opportunity for us to meet and network and talk to all these beautiful cast members.
Exactly. We are the ESPN of TV Talk. So thank you guys so, so much. We love y'all.
Yes. Now let's jump back into this, especially with Ray J, who's giving great advice to Mickey Monday. Mm-hmm. Y'all know he's just starting off and everything. We already had him as a guest, and his music is, if y'all haven't heard it, y'all missing out on life, okay? That's all I got to say.
Yes.
But Ray J is telling him to keep it going, keep it pushing, because he was supposed to meet with someone named Chris, and Chris is missing out on his money, and Mickey's trying to figure out how is he going to make this money to feed his family.
Yeah.
So, like, what do y'all think he should do? Like, side hustle? What?
You got to keep going. Some days, you know, I get up. I don't know what I'm gonna comment. What?
Because you just got to get a job. Like, can I be? Listen, I love Mickey. Mm-hmm. Mickey is like my real homeboy in real life. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I was like, you gotta work, bruh. You gotta get some. Like, nobody wants to be a struggling artist. Mm-hmm. If you've ever like heard me speak on a panel or just even had a real conversation with me about the music industry, I've worked a job. Up until I worked a music job, you know, working as an A&R. And, like, before that, I was working at a call center. You know, you have to, like, nobody wants to struggle. You got to pay for not even just, like, music-related stuff, but you got to take care of your home. Mm-hmm. You got to have a roof over your head in order mm-hmm. to even pursue your dream in the first place. So, you know, you cannot depend on anybody else. You got to get it for yourself. You know what I mean? So I don't even mean it in a shady way when I say, like, get a job. I mean, like, really get on your hustle. Really, you know, really make sure that the basics are covered and the essentials are covered before you decide that you're trying to reach out and move and, you know what I mean? Like, pursue a music career.
Yeah, that's just real. I mean, mic drop. That's pretty
much
it.
Let's say, that's pretty much it. She did it.
Okay.
Let's move on to Paris and Zell, your favorite people. Yay! Okay.
Listen, they are so entertaining. All they do is talk about me.
Oh, my God.
So, what I have to.
As y'all know,
long this week.
We may be dropping the tea, but Zell dropped the tea on, y'all already know, April and Fizz. He caught them on video. But he has some tea to share with Paris, which was also that, I was surprised too. I need you to fill me in, Brittany, because April was in the video with you and y'all were hanging out and partying and everything.
They were upset about that.
Yeah, they were not having that. But I wanted to know, because the timeline just jumped. Like, when did y'all become so close?
Oh, that tea was dropped, was it?
Yeah, that tea was dropped tonight. So let's talk about it.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, why is it such a surprise that April and I hung out? I mean, we weren't enemies. Y'all got to remember that when I met her, even though she said she got a weird vibe from me, you know, I was supposed to be helping them with the tour, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was then operating in my A&R hat. I wasn't operating as a friend. So when I met with them in the vocal session, right, I was like, I'm not going to be easy on y'all. I got to be hard on y'all. Y'all, you know, this is professionalism, right? I take my music very seriously. That's what I said to them. Right?
Yeah.
And I also gave my professional opinion that I didn't feel like she was the best singer. That's perfect. That doesn't mean that I don't like her as a person. That don't mean that she's not cool to hang out with, right? That just mean that if I had to go drop a high 16, I'm not calling April. Like, that's all that means.
But I didn't get that vibe from you, but I got it a lot from April. And I guess to say mainly because you guys have your confessions and everything. Yeah. So maybe that had an input on it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, April talking a lot of mess, and now I see her hanging out with you. So I was just wondering,
maybe,
like,
I mean, you know.
I think she was just offended, honestly. Like, because honestly, I didn't vocally, I don't think she's like, oh my gosh. So I think she was just offended at whatever the opinion was.
And she took it out and started talking.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, look, once again, would you rather have a friend that's fake with you or tell you the truth?
Or keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Like, it's friends that look, I got designer friends. Like, what's crazy is, like with Zell. If me and Zell was friends, I'd be like, Zell, baby, stop bedazzling everything. Stop taking your Michael's hot glue gun and glue gunning everything with jewels.
Y'all
on it.
Be like, coming you at feel each me? Other. Like, I swear.
I'm just being honest. Like, I would tell him that as a friend. Like, Pierre's not a real friend. She don't tell him the truth. Like it's not cool. Like, they both had them orange shirts on the bus. They was looking like two oranges. I was like, bro, why are y'all... All I'm saying is on some real stuff. April, you know, I don't have a problem with her. I don't have a personal issue with her. Mm-hmm. My opinions in the music industry and how I feel about, like, when it comes to my career, I have to be honest with artists. I have to do that every day. Mm. And it's not easy. It's not easy to tell the truth to people and say, you know what? You need some work.
Yeah.
You need to go back to the drawing board with your songs. Or you need to, like, build your buzz a little bit, you know, before we can sign you. All those type of different things. It's not easy to tell people, but it's all a part of them growing.
Yeah.
You know? And so with me saying that I didn't feel like she was necessarily the best singer or that she didn't have the strongest voice... That to me was like, just get stronger. Let's continue to do vocal lessons. Let's, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
now let me ask you this. Don't think she can't sing? You think she just needs to, like, you know, get training?
Yeah, that's it. It wasn't like anything like that. I think she's a pretty girl, and for what it's worth, she's when we hung out that day, she was really cool. So, you know, it is what it is. It was cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do you think you can make it in this industry, like where she's at vocally, and really? Because nowadays, it's, you know.
I think
we met on the singing thing.
Right.
I know. So, I was saying. I know you.
You know what? I honestly think that it takes more. It's, you know, they say hard work beats talent when talent won't work. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of talented people who are really lazy. Mm, and I know a lot of people who are not talented who work really, really hard and they make it because they have everything else. Right. So she's beautiful. She does have some sort of tone, right? She does. I'm not saying her front. Yeah. She has a tone.
Yeah.
She is willing to be trained because she showed up to a vocal session, right? And she's interested and she has the passion and desire to do it. So therefore, there's no way that I can't say that she might not make it. Like, bro, she can make it. She has the ingredients to do that. You know, if she's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She might just, shit, I don't know. Right. Okay. She could be the next Ashanti, J-Lo.
That's real.
Gosh. I don't even know. Like, A. Marie, you know, all of them girls. Yeah. Like, okay. For real.
We saw Sierra Marie, too. Okay.
I think it's so heartbreaking when you have artists that, I know people that can sing me and a few other people under the table.
Listen.
And they just are stuck in, like, the same place. They
absolutely.
They don't want to work. And I'm just like, there's no way. If you gave me this gift, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I'm singing at McDonald's.
Listen, for real.
I'm like, let me get a number 9.
And some fries on the side.
And can you not forget the Coke, please? Yeah.
I can't sing, so you know. Bag,
yeah.
I'll be
is your ice cream machine working tonight? Yes, you know what I'm saying. We're gonna be singing all the time,
and I'm gonna be doing my lip syncing. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. We make songs about everything. We sing about bundles, budgets, everything.
Yes.
Man.
Okay.
All well, Brittany, since you on this singing vibe, what you got coming out, girl? I got to know.
She got some stuff coming out. She got some stuff out.
I have a new song out that's called Reputation.
Reputation.
Yes.
I like
super
that.
Super catchy, super fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on music with some artists. And I'm looking to sign an artist. Sign my first artist as well. Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm looking. I'm going to some cities.
Singing
I'm
gonna go, next to each other.
Yeah, I'm going to go to some cities and scout around and stuff and really like have some auditions. And I'm really excited to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, honey. You going to sign me? No,
you're in sign lyrical dance. I'm keeping dancing. lyrical dance for you. Okay,
don't try to play me now.
Right, okay, so since we're on the topic of music, you know, that this is why I even took the show on, because I love music of all types. But I want to know, like, when you're in the studio, who are your inspirations? Who inspired you to do what you do?
When I was younger, and this might be telling my age a little bit, but when I was younger, I grew up, I would come home every day and watch Moesha.
Wake up in the morning, it's me.
Now realizing my response.
Listen, let me tell y'all something.
I would come home every day and listen to, watch Moesha on TV, because she was the only African-American female teenager on primetime television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? She was on UPN. Yeah. She was, like, I think one of the first African-American Cinderellas.
Hello,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For real. So,
really was.
So she was my inspiration. Lauryn Hill, Drew Hill, 112, Monica, Whitney Houston, everybody on the Boomerang soundtrack.
Listen.
Like, that was my inspiration. So when I go into the studio now, I just try to focus on making things that are quality, but also still trendy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm. Well, you know, we dived into it just a tiny bit, but I wanted to save it to the end about your dating life. Who you talking to, girl? I know you talking
dating?
To somebody.
That's
I know
all
you are.
With you.
I know. Okay.
Look, we're gonna wrap this up.
We
wrapping this up. So it was great talking to y'all. Okay. Real quick, I'm open to dating. I'm open to being loved. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever want to love me.
Love and hip-hop. Okay.
What is the location? Is there like a
I got a lot of hip-hop. I need some love in my love and hip-hop. So, I'm going on dates and things like that.
Okay.
And it's been fun. So when he is ready to reveal himself.
Well, so what is your type? Like, do you like him short? Do you like him thin? Do you like him buff? Do you like him dark?
They gotta be tall, because I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'8". Mm-hmm. They gotta be tall. They gotta be funny.
Oh, that's automatic.
Yeah.
Don't be playing.
I don't have a preference in, like, ethnicity at this point.
All y'all can apply. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to block your blessing like that.
That's true. What if your man's Asian? What if he's, you know, Vietnamese? I don't know.
Well, you guys, Brittany, she is out here. Y'all already heard what she likes. Thank you guys so much for watching this with us. Oh, my gosh. We love joining with you guys. I'm your host, Lanisha. You guys can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A. Brittany, where can they find you?
They can find me everywhere on all platforms, Brittany B Music. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y-B Music.
All right, and it's your girl, Rakaia. You can find me on all social media platforms, spelled R-I-K-A-Y-A-H. Last name, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. I got some morning music coming for y'all, too.
Yes.
I will see y'all next Monday. And also, I'll see you every Tuesday. I'll be hosting at Unplugged LA at the Study starting at 10 p.m. Bye, y'all.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.